Hi everyone, my name is David Strain and welcome to Life Toward God, a devotional from the First Presbyterian Church of Jackson, Mississippi. This week we're thinking about some of the biblical teaching on the subject of prayer. Before we get to that, our pattern is to start with a few verses of scripture to prepare us to worship together. So listen now to Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no fruit, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. Our opening prayer today comes from the collection of Puritan prayers, The Valley of Vision. It's a confession of sin called Continual Repentance. Let's pray together. O God of grace, you have imputed our sin to our substitute, and have imputed his righteousness to our souls, clothing us with a bridegroom's robe, decking us with jewels of holiness. But in our Christian walks, we are still in rags. Our best prayers are stained with sin, our penitential tears are so much impurity, our confessions of wrong are so many aggravations of sin. Our receiving the Spirit is tinctured with selfishness. We need to repent of our repentance. We need our tears to be washed. We have not robe to bring to cover our sins, no loom to weave our own righteousness. We are always standing clothed in filthy garments, and by grace we are always receiving a change of clothes. For you always justify the ungodly. We are always going into the far country and always returning home as prodigals, always saying, Father, forgive us. And you are always bringing forth the best robe. Every morning let us wear it. Every evening return in it. Go out to the day's work in it. Be married in it. Be wound in death in it. Stand before the great white throne in it. Enter heaven in it, shining as the sun. Grant us never to lose sight of the exceeding sinfulness of sin, the exceeding righteousness of salvation, the exceeding glory of Christ, the exceeding beauty of holiness, and the exceeding wonder of grace. For we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our reading today comes from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. There are a number of commands, imperatives in these verses. There are two positive commands at the beginning, a command to be joyful and a command to be gentle. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. The repetition there underscores the priority of the command. Our joy is in the Lord and not in our circumstances. Rejoice in the Lord. Let your reasonableness, or older versions say, let your gentleness be known to everyone. The word there implies a calm humility of spirit that responds to others with generosity and kindness. And then there's a negative command, isn't there? Do not be anxious about anything. Well, that's easier said than done. In fact, all of it is easier said than done. How do we do this? How is it that we can continue to stoke the fires of joy in Christ, no matter our circumstances? How is it that we can be gentle and reasonable with others when our provocations sometimes are many and threaten to overwhelm? How is it that we can fight off anxiety in these worrying days? Well, Paul points to three things. He says, remember the Lord is at hand, first of all. The Lord is at hand. That may be a Greek version of the Aramaic liturgical phrase that was in use in the New Testament church. Maranatha. Our Lord, come. The Lord is at hand. Thinking then about the imminence of the return of Jesus, however distant to us it may seem, there's a sense in which the Lord's coming is nearer now than when we first believed, and we are to be ready. And that he is coming to bring us home to be with him ought to encourage us even as we persevere through this veil of tears. It might also mean not only that the Lord is near at hand in terms of time, that his coming is soon, but that he is near at hand, as it were, in terms of space. He's just over there. He's always close by. He is with you and present beside you in all your trials and in all your struggles to strengthen and encourage and comfort you. Therefore, rejoice. Therefore, be gentle. Therefore, do not be anxious. The Lord is with you. He's at hand and he's coming soon. And then we're told there's a practice that we are to engage in. And it's a familiar one. It's our theme for this week. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. How do you fight anxiety and fight for joy and fight to be gentle? Yes, you remember the Lord is at hand. And then you go to him. You go to him in prayer. It's interesting the synonyms that Paul piles up: prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, requests. I don't think he intends for us here to see four different species of prayer, so much as he wants us to understand that all types of prayer on all occasions, at all times, and in every circumstance is what is required. Although I do think it's worth highlighting with thanksgiving. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I think I would be on safe ground to assert that thanksgiving is the missing piece in much of our prayer lives. Are you thankful for the grace of God and the gospel of God and the gift of God and his Son, the Lord Jesus? Are you thankful for common grace, for practical everyday mercies? Are you thankful for answered prayer? Are you thankful that he has saved you? Is there gratitude in your heart? The missing piece of prayer is often our gratitude, isn't it? And gratitude is so important because it fights unbelief by stocking the storehouse of faith with memories of God's past kindness. It says to us, gratitude says to us, you remember God answered your prayers before. Why would he refuse today? You remember God has always been faithful to you before. He will be faithful to you again today. Gratitude rehearses the faithfulness of God to answer prayer. Gratitude dwells on the gospel and the wonders that we can be so loved. Gratitude uproots the weeds of entitlement that begin to grow in our hearts. And gratitude sows a rich harvest of patience as we wait on God to answer. And then we're told, finally, that we need to pray, not only knowing the Lord is at hand, with gratitude, but with the promise in view. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God that surpasses understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Instead of anxiety, there's peace available in Christ to regulate your heart and your mind. But you get it by grateful, pleading, persistent prayer. Let's pray together. O Lord, forgive us our neglect of prayer. Forgive us especially for our ingratitude, for our entitlement, for our often weighing our present struggles in the balance with our past blessings, and focusing more, letting our present struggles outweigh our past blessings. Yes, we know you've been faithful in the past, but today I'm sore, and whatever you did in the past will not weigh with me at all. O Lord, forgive us when our entitlement has segued into unbelief. Reignite in our hearts, kindle anew the fires of gratitude, so that as we come to you in our crises today, in our wearying, dizzying, stressful circumstances, fighting for joy, fighting to be gentle, fighting against anxiety, fighting for the peace of God, help us to know that you hear us. Help us with grateful hearts to pour out our hearts to you. And then, as you promise, give us that peace that is beyond articulation, that is past understanding. It's not merely the result of an equation, a computation, a calculation that we've made in our lives. It's not something we've talked ourselves into. It's your supernatural gift. It's the weight of your hand resting on us. Grant that peace to us, that serenity that comes from knowing we are safe in your hands. And do it, we pray, for your own glory, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Thanks for joining us at Life Toward God. You can find previous episodes or more information about the First Presbyterian Church of Jackson, Mississippi by going to www.fpcjackson.org.